GVEA President and CEO Cory Borgeson says the utility's leadership turned down Delta Wind Farm owner Mike Kraft's offer to produce an additional 13.5 megawatts because Borgeson says it would cost ratepayers more money.
Right now, we are unable to accommodate any more wind power because of the cost, significant cost of backing up wind.
Utilities must back up wind power with conventional sources to replace the power lost when winds die down. In GVEA's case, it's a couple of diesel-fired generators in North Pole that are kept idling and are throttled up quickly when needed.
So when you have to have other sources of generation prepared and ready to go when wind cuts out, we have to have these turbines running at very low speeds, and that's just not very economical at all.
Borgeson says that inflicts a lot of wear and tear on the aging generators, and it increases Golden Valley's fuel costs by about 15%, or some $20 million, according to a recent GVEA study. So he says the offer was declined to keep those costs from showing up in ratepayers' monthly bills.
We told them that because of the significant cost of backing up their wind, that the financial harm to our members were too great, and we've been unable to purchase any of their power.
That's the basis of a tariff GVEA filed March 15th with the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, or RCA, which explains why Golden Valley should be exempted from state and federal regulations and policies that require utilities to buy renewable power whenever possible. Kraft and his attorney Teresa Klemmer say GVEA has failed to make that case.
We think the assumptions that they used to kind of shoehorn that conclusion are totally without merit.
Klemmer and Kraft say Golden Valley's tariff is unlawful and, quote, riddled with outlandish assumptions and false statements. She argues in a 527-page response she filed with the RCA last week that the utility's leadership misinterprets and disregards state regulations that were established to help promote renewable energy sources such as wind.
It was, you know, really just a complete rejection of everything the regulations required.
Klemmer zeroes in on Golden Valley's claim that it can only use the older diesel-burning generators to back up the wind power that's being produced by the 2-megawatt facility that Kraft presently operates in Delta, along with GVEA's own 25-megawatt Eva Creek wind farm near Healy.
We just think they are misleading the public by trying to say that it's only the diesel-fired power that's going to be backing up the wind. It's just ridiculous.
Klemmer and Kraft argue that GVEA can back up intermittent wind power with facilities that burn, quote, reasonably priced power, such as coal. She says the system should have even more capacity when the 50-megawatt coal-fired Healy 2 plant comes online sometime this year.
They already have enough of their reasonably priced power on the system to integrate the wind. But even if they didn't, they're bringing on a brand new coal-fired power plant that will free up a lot more of that reasonably priced power to back up the wind.
Kraft says the decision by GVEA's board members to buy Healy 2 in 2013 and their failure to get the problem-plagued facility up and running after sinking some $175 million into it discredits their claim to be protecting members from rate hikes.
That power plant has cost this community an incredible amount of money, and we had nothing out of it.
Kraft says the 13.5 megawatts his expanded facility would produce would enable GVEA to reduce use of its diesel and coal-fired generators around Fairbanks, which would improve the area's air quality. The RCA commissioners must rule on GVEA's tariff by May 1st. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.